The National Aeronautics and Space Administration presents The Space Story. The great Renaissance scientist Galileo must have thought he was seeing things on that night in 1612 when he turned his homemade telescope on the planet Saturn. The two ears he had discovered sticking out from either side of the planet 2 years earlier had disappeared without a trace.
Huh?
It took more than 40 years for astronomers to solve the mystery. The ears, actually the planet's magnificent rings, had turned edge-on as seen from Earth, making them temporarily invisible. We now know that the same thing happens every 15 years. The ring plane crossing, as it's called, gives scientists a unique chance to measure the thickness of the rings and look for new ones. It's also a good time to hunt for small moons that normally would be lost in the glare of the rings. The most recent ring plane crossing occurred this past May 22nd. Centuries of observation and the Voyager missions of the 1980s have taught us that Saturn's rings aren't the continuous bands they appear to be from Earth.
The rings are actually made up of millions of tiny particles, we think mostly water ice, with a little bit of material in there to give it their color, a little bit of contaminant perhaps for meteorites or something. They range in size from small dust grains up to boulders or even the size of large houses.
Linda Horn is mission scientist for NASA's Cassini project, which will launch a spacecraft to Saturn in 1997. The May ring plane crossing was observed by telescopes all around the world, including NASA's Hubble Space Telescope in Earth orbit. New knowledge gained from the event, plus two more crossings coming in August and February, will help in planning Cassini's journey. The last spacecraft to visit Saturn were the twin Voyagers in the early 1980s. They taught scientists a lot about the ringed planet, but they only made very quick flybys. Cassini will orbit the Saturn system for at least 4 years.
Kind of think of it as going on vacation and driving through a small town and just snapping pictures versus actually staying for a while and learning more about what the location is like. And with Cassini, we're having a chance to go back. And as we learn and ask new questions, then we can make additional observations to back up our theories or our ideas.
Once it arrives at Saturn in 2004, Cassini will get caught in the giant planet's gravity, following a series of looping orbits that Horn likens to the petals of a flower.
The 4 years Cassini spends, we don't want to spend it in the same orbit. We actually want to change the orbit. So we move the orientation, you can think of it as a petal, and take the petal of that orbit and move it around the system and actually tilt it or incline it relative to Saturn so we get a good view down at the poles of the planet and actually a good view of the rings as well. If we stay in the ring plane, it would be much like here during ring plane crossings on Earth, we'd see the rings edge on and we wouldn't learn very much, so we need to lift the orbit up above the rings.
Cassini is something of an anomaly in space mission planning these days. While most planetary spacecraft are getting smaller and less expensive, Cassini is a large, multi-purpose space observatory. There's a good reason for that, says Horn.
It's hard to go out to Saturn. It takes a number of years to get there. And so what we're doing is carrying a package of 12 science instruments. And those instruments complement one another. And so we can learn a great deal about Saturn. It would be very hard, for instance, to send 12 separate spacecraft, each with one instrument, to a place as far away as Saturn. So when you go to the outer solar system, it makes sense to carry what we consider a very robust payload.
Cassini has another great advantage over the Voyagers. It will carry 1990s technology instead of 1970s technology. Its improved sensors will give scientists unprecedented new information about Saturn, its rings and moons. Meanwhile, an attached probe called Huygens, built by the European Space Agency, will drop down into the atmosphere of Titan, Saturn's largest moon, to explore the satellite's mysterious cloud-covered surface. All told, it promises to be one of the most ambitious and exciting planetary missions ever undertaken. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Thiebaud.